Alice Njoki patiently waits for her rice to cook as she settles down for this interview. Her single-roomed house, located in Nairobi's Githurai area, only equipped with one chair and a double-decker bed, tells the story of economic struggle the single mother of two endures.
Okay, mi ni hoka, mi usanguo.
I am a hawker. I sell clothes in town. I cannot use LPG gas because it's too expensive, especially when you're filling it. I have to use close to 2,000 shillings. But with these other gases, it's cheap for me because if I have 200 shillings, I can get the gas and be able to use it efficiently around the house.
So hiyo siwezi afford. So nikaamua niachane na gas kwanza, nitumie sasa hii koko.
A glimpse at one dark corner of her house is soot that Njoki says formed around last year when she was using kerosene to cook. Kerosene, she claims, has also affected her health.
Before I started using cocoa, I used kerosene and it was affecting my health because I had chest problems. And also putting it off, I had to do it outside because of the air pollution and it also affected my children.
Before the coronavirus pandemic, Njoki used LPG gas to cook, but the pandemic restrictions imposed by the government saw her fortunes dwindle, forcing her to turn to kerosene, then later to cocoa energy.
Okay, challenge mafuta ta.
Kerosene was cheap because if you had 20 shillings, I could get it. But now the problem is it used to form soot in the house and also dirtify the house.
Now shida ya mafuta ta ni moja. Okay, ni mbaya sana juu hiyo moshi yake ya stove.
And also health-wise, it was affecting my children and also me who was using it.
Across Njoki's house in the same neighborhood is Nora Imanene, a college student pursuing a course in beauty and therapy. Imanene is also using cocoa energy to cook. This is after a huge struggle with kerosene and charcoal.
Charcoal go cheap, but...
Charcoal is cheap, but it also forms soot, and it's also dirty, and the carbon monoxide that it produces is harmful to the health because it can kill someone when you put it in the house during the night.
Kabisa ndo ulete kwa nyumba. Inaweza hiyo nini yake kulala nayo kwa nyumba si vizuri, inaweza kufanya.
The other challenge with kerosene is that it's dangerous and it poses a huge risk of burning down the house very easily.
Challenge nyingine, kerosene kuna percentage kubwa ya kuchoma nyumba, iko na speed kubwa ya kuchoma nyumba. Juu once imemwagika tu hivi kadogo, na bahati mbaya ni washe kiberiti, niangushe tu kibati mbaya, naona hapo nimechoma nyumba.
Cocoa is bioethanol fuel, highly regarded as cleaner and cheaper option of cooking energy as compared to charcoal and kerosene. It doesn't leave kitchens with smoke and walls sooty. Improving air quality and investing in renewable energy is in Africa's Green Stimulus Program priority numbers 1 and 10. Kenya's uptake of green energy, according to the Ministry of Energy, is in excess of 92%. Kenya's former principal for energy engineer Joseph Njoroge describes investing in clean cooking energy as a huge step in combating air pollution and attaining the Green Stimulus goals.
Green cooking is that type of cooking that only produces very low emissions or no emissions at all, even within indoor habitation, such that the smoke or even the carbon monoxide, which is usually the main pollutant in the air, is minimal.
Apparently, cocoa is not the only clean cooking energy in Kenya. Other cheaper options include the charcoal pellet stove and charcoal briquettes that are produced from forest waste materials. The United Nations Environment Assembly has given an opportunity to member states and stakeholders to share best practices for sustainability and also create momentum for governments to build back better through green and sustainable recovery plans following the pandemic.
Our uptake of green energy is now in excess of 92%. Usually, at times, we register only 5% in our energy mix, such that 95% is green energy. So in that same narrative of reducing emissions. And you know, the issue of reduction of emissions is a global objective. It is a concern, because when we talk about climate change, we're really talking about reduction of emissions as the main solution to limiting the climate change phenomenon. The more emissions we have in terms of smoke, the more emissions we have in terms of carbon dioxide, carbon monoxide, the more the environment is endangered in terms of climate change.
And as this happens, Imanene and Njoki only hope that cheaper and more efficient options of clean cooking energy will be available for them. For Ghetto Radio, I'm Claret Adhiambo. This feature is produced as part of the AWIM UNEP Africa Environmental Journalism Program.